And now stay tuned for the program that is rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history. The Signal Oil Program, The Whistler.
S-I-G-N-A-L.
Signal gasoline.
Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline, invite you to sit back and enjoy another strange story by The Whistler. For extra driving pleasure, the signal to look for is the yellow and black circle sign that identifies signal service stations from Canada to Mexico. And for Sunday evening listening pleasure, the signal to listen for is this whistle that identifies the Signal Oil Program, The Whistler.
I am The Whistler, and I know many things. I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, The Whistler's strange story, The Lady in the Snow.
It was midnight, and the street was quiet with the serene, gentle stillness of the hour. Except for the light shining brightly from the drugstore on the corner and from Brent Morrison's home studio a few doors down the street, the rest of the neighborhood was dark. Inside the studio, Brent Morrison, well-known commercial artist, was working feverishly on an advertising layout with his assistant, Elaine Nelson. Suddenly, Brent stopped, put his pen aside, leaned back, and lit a cigarette.
Well, Elaine, won't be long now. Just about finished. Looks good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the best double-page ad that's ever been placed between two magazine covers. Your idea of doing it with cartoons was terribly clever.
Well, thanks.
You know, Brent, you've got a style all your own. No other commercial artist can match it.
Thanks again. I hope working late tonight didn't interrupt any plans.
No. Joe and I didn't have anything planned.
Good. How is Joe, by the way?
Oh, just the same as ever. Lost another job last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm used to it. Let's get back to work, shall we?
Okay. If you'll color the sketch here while... I wonder who that could be at this hour. Better answer, it might be a client.
Brent, wait. If that should be Joe asking for me, would you tell him I'm not here, that I'm on my way home?
But Elaine...
Please, Brent, it's important to me. I'll explain later.
Well, all right. Hello.
Mr. Morrison, this is Joe. Joe Nelson.
Oh, yes, I...
Is my wife there?
Well, no, she isn't. She left some time ago. Ought to be home any minute.
Thanks, Brent.
Look, Elaine, what goes here? Why did you ask...
It's nothing, really.
Well, you'd better tell me. It could be I just put myself in quite a spot.
Well, the last time I worked late with you, Joe didn't like it. We had quite an argument.
Well, why didn't you tell me he was suspicious?
Because I was afraid you'd be annoyed, get someone else to work with you. Joe out of a job, earning a living's up to me.
Well, I'd have been glad to make some special arrangement. We could have worked at your place.
I'm sorry, Joe... I'm so lonely, and Joe is so difficult. He finds fault with everything I do.
Oh, now, Elaine. Elaine. If there's anything I can do...
Thanks. I guess there isn't. It's nice to know you're willing to help.
You're a wonderful girl, Elaine. It's just too bad Joe doesn't understand.
Well. It's a very touching scene.
Joe!
Yes. Very touching. I figured you and this Morrison guy out all along, baby.
Oh, wait, you're all wrong.
I knew we were here. That's why I called from the drugstore on the corner just to see what Morrison would say. He gave me the wrong answer. And he's gonna pay for it. This andiron will do the trick.
Fred, look out.
You raise an arm to stop him, but Joe moves in quickly. Sharp, sudden pain, and you're almost defenseless against the rain of blows against your arms and body. And then just as suddenly, it's there in your hands, the gun, your gun. You see Elaine realize that she's handed it to you. Your gun, Brad. You know it isn't loaded, but it might frighten Joe off. He grabs for it. The struggle for possession heightens. Suddenly, you feel Joe relax, and then he crumbles.
Brad, you shot him.
But how... The gun... It was never loaded before. Elaine... Is he?
Yes. He's dead.
You look down at Joe's lifeless form... And as the gun in your hand clatters to the floor, you wonder how it ever could have been loaded. You blink in amazement, turn from Joe to Elaine. Your mouth forms words to say to her, but the words won't come. She just looks at you, a steady, expressionless stare. And then...
Hey, what's going on in there? I heard shots. What happened?
I'm so glad you've come. That man there... Mr. Morrison, he just shot my husband.
Elaine, it was an accident. It was self-defense, and you know it.
Oh, it's no use, Brent. I won't lie for you. Whatever was between us is over now. I can't defend a murderer.
This man's dead, all right.
There hadn't we better call the police.
I've already phoned them, lady. Did it as soon as I heard the shots.
It's like some horrible nightmare, isn't it, Brent? You try to shake it off, but it's no use. You can't understand why, but Elaine is saying you murdered her husband, and the police are on their way. You stand there staring, Elaine weeping softly, the man looking at you curiously.
Here the police come now. I better go out and flag them down. I couldn't give them the exact address. It isn't Lewis.
Elaine... What's this all about? Tell me.
Oh, come off it, Brent. You can't be that dumb.
Dumb? I'm beginning to see. You planned the whole thing. Me on the phone telling Joe you weren't here. And then when he came, you gave me the gun you loaded without my knowledge. You wanted me to kill him.
The police will never know that, Brent.
But why? Why did you want Joe dead?
Simple. $20,000 worth of life insurance. $20,000 a girl can live a little. She... do a lot of things.
But, Elaine, why did you pick on me?
You're handy. Besides, I don't like the way you've used my ideas.
That's not true, and you know it. You don't think you're going to get away with a brazen frame-up like this, do you?
No? Of course I'll get away with it.
As you hear the police car stop outside, you suddenly spring into action. Before Elaine can stop you, you're out the door, running down the back stairs.
Stop him! He's getting away! Stop him!
You race down the back alley to your car, then speed away into the night. As you reach the outskirts of town, you hear the siren again. You know they've picked up your trail. And now you realize it was a mistake, wasn't it, Brent? Running away. The gun, your gun, Brent, back there on the floor of your studio, your fingerprints on it. By running, no one will ever believe that you were framed for the murder of Joe Nelson. Several miles later, you turn into a narrow road leading past an old abandoned quarry. The police car is closing the gap between you. And then too late, you remember the sharp curve above the old quarry, the deep pool at the bottom. Your car spins, skids, heads for the steep embankment. Quickly, you open the door, jump, just in time as your car starts its horrible descent toward the quarry pool. For a minute, a black curtain shuts out everything. And then it's gone. And you find yourself lying in a clump of bushes.
Over here, Bill.
Below, you hear voices.
Yeah, you sure picked the wrong
You
turn.
Crawl to the ledge. Look down. See the two policemen.
You sure took a tumble.
Yeah, and that pool of water is at least 50 feet deep.
I'll never get them out of there alive. That's a cinch.
Well, maybe it's a break for it. It was this or the gas chamber.
Tonight's $20 Signal gasoline book goes to Helen E. Bryant of Santa Ana, California, for this limerick. My jalopy's a gallant old lass, though not in the Cadillac class. Greater mileage I get, and speed too, you bet, when she's filled up with good Signal gas.
Signal, signal, signal gasoline. Good car will go fun with Go Father gasoline.
Tonight's limerick writer was twice right when she said that with Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline, you get both mileage and performance. Naturally, you get both, because today's great Signal gasoline helps your engine run more efficiently. So whether you're looking for economy or whether you're more interested in peppy pickup and smooth, effortless power, remember you get all these things that make driving more pleasure when you switch to Signal. The famous Go Farther gasoline.
Following your flight from the house, your car crashed over a steep embankment into an abandoned quarry pool. By a miracle, you had managed